Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for GBX, better known as Greenbrier Companies. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a player in the railcar manufacturing space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Greenbrier, a company that's been making waves in the transportation equipment sector. Let's get into it with a quick overview, some recent updates, and then a deep dive into what makes this stock tick for your portfolio. Quick overview of Greenbrier Companies. For those who might not be as familiar, Greenbrier Companies operates in the railcar manufacturing and leasing industry, part of the broader industrial sector. They're a key supplier of freight railcars and related services, with a strong footprint in North America and beyond. With a solid market cap and a global reach, they've positioned themselves as a notable name in their niche. But how are they performing lately, and what's driving their story? Let's take a look at the latest developments before we jump into the nitty-gritty. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Greenbrier has been showing some interesting moves. Their performance over the past year has been a mixed bag, while short-term metrics like the one-week and one-month performance show volatility. The longer-term trends over 6 months and a year suggest they're holding their ground in a competitive industry. Compared to their sector and industry peers, they're navigating a challenging environment, but there's more to unpack here. On the news front, there's a lot of buzz around their strategic initiatives, which we'll touch on as we go through the analysis. And from their most recent Q3 2025 earnings call, it's clear they're reporting strong financial results and focusing on operational efficiency, which is always a good sign for us long-term investors. So with that in mind, let's dive into the SWOT analysis to see where Greenbrier stands and what could shape its future. Strengths: solid financial performance. Greenbrier's latest earnings call for Q3 2025 highlighted strong financial results with impressive revenue and net income figures from their income statements. Their ability to generate consistent operating cash flow and maintain a healthy free cash flow yield stands out as a key strength, signaling financial stability for long-term growth. Strong market position. Operating in the railcar manufacturing space, Greenbrier benefits from a well-established presence in North America, as seen in their geographic revenue segments. Their scale and expertise give them a competitive edge over smaller players, especially when it comes to securing large contracts. Operational efficiency. The earnings call summary emphasized their focus on disciplined capital allocation and operational improvements. This isn't just talk. Metrics like gross profit margin and return on invested capital reflect a company that's managing its resources effectively, which is music to the ears of investors like us. Diversified revenue streams. Looking at their product and geographic revenue breakdowns, Greenbrier isn't overly reliant on one market or product category. This diversification helps cushion them against regional downturns or shifts in demand for specific railcar types, making them a more resilient bet for the long haul. Weaknesses: debt levels. One area that raises an eyebrow is their debt-to-equity ratio. While they're generating cash, the balance sheet shows a notable level of liabilities compared to equity. For long-term investors, this could signal potential risks if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten, so it's something to keep an eye on. Short-term volatility. Their performance metrics over shorter timeframes, 1 week and 1 month, show some inconsistency. While this might not deter a long-term investor, it does suggest that Greenbrier can be sensitive to market swings or industry-specific headwinds, which could test your patience during choppy periods. Margin pressures. Despite a decent gross profit margin, their net profit margin isn't as robust as I'd like to see. This indicates that while they're good at generating revenue, converting that into bottom-line profits after expenses is a bit of a struggle. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's worth noting for anyone looking at profitability as a core metric. Opportunities. Industry growth potential. The railcar industry, tied to broader industrial and transportation trends, has room to grow, especially with increasing focus on sustainable freight solutions. Greenbrier's earnings call mentioned strategic plans to capitalize on market demand, and if they play their cards right, they could ride this wave for significant gains over the next few years. Innovation and expansion. With capital expenditures noted in their cash flow statements, it looks like Greenbrier is investing in property, plant, and equipment. This could mean they're gearing up for innovation or expanding capacity, both of which are exciting for long-term investors betting on future growth. If these investments pay off, we could see improved efficiency or new market entries. Favorable valuation metrics. Let's talk numbers for a second. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to industry averages. For value investors in our audience, this could be a signal to dig deeper, especially if Greenbrier continues to execute on its strategic goals. Even their price-to-sales ratio looks competitive, hinting at potential upside if earnings catch up. Global reach expansion. Their geographic revenue data shows they're already tapping into multiple regions. There's an opportunity to further penetrate emerging markets where rail infrastructure is expanding. If Greenbrier can secure more international contracts, that could be a game changer for revenue growth down the line. Threats. Industry competition. The railcar manufacturing space isn't a solo game. Greenbrier faces stiff competition, and as industry performance metrics show, peers are also vying for market share. If they can't differentiate through innovation or pricing, they risk losing ground, which could impact long-term returns. Economic sensitivity. Railcar demand is closely tied to economic cycles. If freight volumes drop due to a slowdown, something beyond Greenbrier's control, it could hit their revenue hard. Their earnings call did mention navigating market volatility, but external shocks are always a looming threat for industrial stocks like this. Regulatory and environmental risks. With increasing scrutiny on emissions and sustainability, Greenbrier might face pressure to adapt to stricter regulations. While they're positioned to pivot, any misstep or costly compliance could weigh on profitability, something long-term investors need to factor into their risk assessment. Debt servicing risks. Tying back to their debt levels, any rise in interest rates or inability to refinance could strain their financials. Their cash flow is solid for now, but if operating conditions worsen, this could become a bigger issue, especially for those of us looking at a 5 to 10 year horizon. Key insights for investors. As we wrap up this analysis, let's zoom out for a second. Greenbrier Companies is showing a lot of promise with their strong financials and strategic focus, as highlighted in their latest earnings call. I'm particularly impressed by their operational discipline and diversified revenue streams, which make them a sturdy contender for a long-term portfolio. However, the debt levels and short-term volatility are real concerns, something to monitor if you're considering a position or already holding shares. On the flip side, the forward-looking valuation metrics and potential for industry growth make me think there's upside here, especially if they can capitalize on global rail infrastructure trends. For those of you who like to play the medium-term game, keep an eye on how their capital investments unfold and whether they can improve those net margins. It's not all rosy, but there's enough here to warrant a closer look if industrials are your thing. And remember, while short-term swings might shake things up, our focus as long-term investors is on the bigger picture: sustainability of growth and resilience through cycles. Closing statement. So there you have it, folks. A comprehensive SWOT breakdown of Greenbrier Companies. From their solid financial foundation to the risks tied to debt and economic cycles, there's a lot to chew on here. For long-term investors, Greenbrier presents a compelling case with growth potential, provided they manage their balance sheet and stay ahead of industry trends. As always, do your own research and align this with your risk tolerance and portfolio goals. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop a like, share your thoughts in the comments, and let's keep building wealth together. Catch you in the next one.